Mrs. Guest here in the room.
Oh, yes.
She just pulled the blinds back and she had a knitting.
Ah.
I thought she was on a minute because down in the garden, as she mentioned, she's a very lonely lady. Almost there and she's on the garden. She'll be there, or she sees me outside, she'll come down. She was telling me today that something about before the houses were built, there used to be a little market garden or something at the back of the orchard. She seemed to know something about that.
What here?
She seemed to think there were some plants here, an orchard or something, before the houses were built. She popped down. And then she stayed and chatted for about half an hour.
She didn't appear to have many visitors, did she?
And she's been there on her own all week. Struggling, really. And her pregnancy has collapsed completely, and her husband's now got to stay home for 6 months.
6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's a battle. And
yeah, it must be very much much over time in between. That's all right, that's all good.
It's quite recent, is it then, this stuff? Since the party? Yes, I don't know what was really expected today. We
thought it was
about
going
half
to
the
money.
There was some money left over to pay for, and we did promise Paul that we'd give him a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it, that was all that was left over. We loved him breathing, but we lost him. I wonder if he thinks he's got us on a string about, you know, this threat to buy us out.
No, it's a load of rubbish.
Right? Thank you.
Christmas card?
It looks like her own show. She got her own show on, or she did not.
James has taught this out very well about coming down anyway. He gets to exit at night.
Is it some gig he's got
to see? Yes. And then after it finishes, because then he must be thinking about coming here, because where's he going to stay?
Well, yes. I wonder that.
And he doesn't even know where it is, because he's never been here before. And who's going to tell him that whatever time the show finishes anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, I was being optimistic. I said to Mum, if he gets to the post office, they'll tell him where our house is, because it's only just down the road. If you haven't got the wit to phone this place and ask, then give him up. And as far as I know, there's another boy coming down, and one's coming... James is coming on the train, because he can get a free ticket, and his friend's doing something else.
I'm going to expect. I have to put them up.
Of course, they will if they come out, don't they? What do you think they're going to do? Do you have some charity duty?
No, it was just Jane, didn't I realise he was bringing an entourage, didn't he?
He's not. A friend is going to a concert with him or whatever it is with him. We're not travelling together. I just thought it was a possibility that his friend might turn up with him.
No.
I think he's good about it.
Because we never did see it always.
No, you're just finding all this stuff wrong, don't you?
What's she ice skating?
Skating.
They're not really slow and graceful, the Chinese or Oriental dancers. I don't think so. Don't they seem to be jerky.
People's heads much through tins, isn't it? might even pick up paper, but it's more routine, which is all right.
Mm.
I thought Mrs. Kenny was a bit bolder than the children who just so stories it all wanted. We went down the road. We were going down through and Johnny looked up and said, "Is that the Limpopo River?"
Well,
I'm
it's
a big one there. I said, oh, what's that about the fever tree? And it gradually sort of came back to me, the elephant's child, and the great green bridge of Limpopo River.
It's amazing what he takes in it.
And she'd obviously read it to him. I think it's a bit small, really.
Yeah.
I think I must have been about six before I knew those stories. I think four, but it's me. Yeah. She'd obviously broken it down and enjoyed it. Mrs. Kenny must be very surprised at what she does every day.
Mm.
Of
course,
the things they do are not built up on spec, it's all planned out.
Mm. Nothing left of chance, is it?
No. It's all in advice, and it's best way to make it for what they're going to make. They do what they're really going to do.
All was not yet lost. Suddenly
the doctor found a sword and teeth. You almost think she's not doing it just
for the money. She's not. He literally needs a gun at all. I think she's doing it because she needs to do it.
Hmm.
Which is probably why it works so well.
Is she just still planning?
Black Orton.
See if we must see. But I suppose really over the top. You're probably not surprised at
that. It's nearly dark.
Hmm.
Come on, who is it?
He's in, somebody on the farm there.
Now, what do you think about Mrs. Gordon?
What do I think about her?
Hmm.
Well, as far as contact with her?
Hmm. We've been caged with that, so I don't know whether we're in contact with her again.
Well, I thought we would just say we're progressing as quick as we can, regardless, because that's all we can say.
I just wondered if it would be polite just to speak to her. It's similar to her, isn't it?
Mm. It probably would be, I suppose.
Thank you. We'll try the room wet. Can I turn this off?
Yeah,
I hate the television. Unless it's something you really want to see. Yeah, I was going to say, Johnny thought he'd have a pear. And he really likes the apple core. So he got this little pear, which is only that size. But he stabbed the apple core right through the middle of it, and of course it just went... And it was everywhere.
Oh, no.
He came and said, "Mommy, my pear's all gone. It's all squashed. Mm." No, he hasn't showed me then. And it was spread all over the kitchen table. Completely splattered.
Well, it's the A380 that they send, that big clogging the traffic. Pedestrians running across the road getting run over.
Penelope?
Oh, Penelope, the 380.
Oh, the new road, the road of the routine.
What should we do? Can you get the clock and do all that? Maybe my own brain. Sarah?
Oh, Richard. Well, doom and doom. She said, you know Nanny? Nanny is a good one. Richard's been so close.
Yeah.
She's met Nanny, haven't we?
Yes.
She's about 90, close to close. Well, Nanny has come and moved into a home.
Oh.
Much trauma and drama, isn't it? Anyway, she said I'd like to come up and have a coffee in the morning, so I'm not so sure what it is. It's a nice day, I'm sure. She always likes to make it clear that she's the one who's busy.
school or something. Apart from the end of the lane, just turned in, just enough room for me. Because we were late anyway. Well, not late for joining, but.
Late for me.
Of course, a coach had come up the hill, couldn't overtake where I was parked, blocking off the entrance to the lane where I'd just come out of. So the string of cars coming down the road, and the first one wanted to turn in, and of course the coach had covered it.
Oh, yeah.
They completely blocked off. The coach couldn't go backwards because it was going behind.
Oh,
yeah. So I gingerly walked down, crept into the car, realised I was the one that caused all that, and drove off. Slinked off into the mist.
So you couldn't back then?
No, that was it. Completely stalemate. The driver kept saying there's a big Volvo estate that was facing, and he said, well, if you go down there, I can get through, then you can come back again and go around. He wasn't going to do that. Too much like brain damage.
I don't think we need big coaches at all. The big notice at the end of the lane, which is no perfect safety.
Oh, he'd come up from top, this one.
Oh, yeah. What they usually do is they go up and then they back down by the church.
Yeah.
And turn and go back again.
It is 8 o'clock.
Actually, there's a garden. I'm about 6 pounds away.
Did you do away with your stepping stones for the clothesline, or just put a plank over the top?
I put them where I'd clear the earth back, put the bottom of it, and then I put the planks across the clothesline.
What's Steve calling?
Storm,
yeah. Usually. He's got plenty of mud, right? I mean, the car arrives. I looked out through the window. All I could see was mother sitting in the car and smoke puffing out through the window.
Mm.
And in came Rod's dad. And he had a little tiny switch out of his black and white telly. He said, there's a Pi Rambler and a switch on the road. I said, how long have you had this set? He said, oh, about 6 years. I said, yeah, and the rest. I said, where did you get it from? He said, well, I used to work at Swerve. I got it from Swerve. I said, how long is it since you retired from Swerve? Oh, it'll be 18 years this year.
Yeah.
I said, you've bought this since you left Swerve? Well, I was trying to find out how old it was. So he said, oh, no, since I left. I said, well, I'd sell records, it's about 10 years old then. Oh no, it's only 6 years old. Well, I've shown him how to fix the switch on, I said, we'd never get a new one anyway. And I remember talking about Rod, I was saying that, you know, that Rod getting married, he's been engaged now.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how old is Rod? I don't know, he said, Steve, how old is Rod? I said, well, come on, you're his dad, you should know how old he is. So we went out to the car and asked mother, how old is Rod? She says, I don't know. So you don't remember having him.
Thank you.
Well, I remember having him, but I don't know, I can't remember when it was. He's 30 something.
That's a good age.
So my age is 38, I'm not sure.
Is he much fun?
It must be 10 years ago when we worked for BBC, and he must have been in his late 20s then.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're talking about being engaged. It's taken 2 years to get engaged. So it'll take another couple of years to get married.
Yeah.
It's still got the MG, it's got 23,000 on it now. It's Estridge, had it from the airport, broken. Yeah. The some chap came down from the MGB homeless club and said he'd offer him 6,000 for it. Mm. He thought that was a good price, and Steve said it's worth at least 10. Without the mileage original, isn't it?
Mm.
Wire wheels, it's absolutely like new. He bought it from brand new somewhere. In Devon, yeah. We've got a Metro at the moment, they're driving around, and she drives, she passed the test at 68. He's 78 now, so in all this work, she's probably about the same, I think.
Mm.
But they had a Mini before the Metro, and the day they bought the Mini, they saw an advert in the paper saying that if you buy a Mini in the next 3 days,
mm,
give you a free colour portable with it.
Mm.
Of course, they didn't get a portable with it, so they rang them up, said, where's my colour portable? Oh, I don't think we qualified for one. Said, put me on to the manager. Anyway, they had some do that night to launch this Mini Mayfair or whatever it was. Wine and cheese thing. So he went to the wine and cheese thing. I think we worried he was going to kick up a fuss at the gate in Italy anyway.
I can't quite imagine why you can't be paying the same thing.
No. Coming back again, is it?
Yeah, no. That pretty stuff.
Oh, the dust wagon came up to the warehouse today. Mm-hmm. Usual Friday thing. They got halfway to emptying the first dust bin in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And the hydraulic hose on the back of the dust cart blew. There's hydraulic fluid all over the car park. So the driver said, "Can I use your phone?" He came in. And champing his brake fluid all over the carpet.
Yep.
He got through to the base camp to find out when the chap was going to fix it. 5 minutes later, he came in trying to tell us jokes. Each time he'd been paddling through this brake fluid, and the carpet is just, you know, brains.
Mm.
Handpicked for the job, I should think. Boy, didn't notice the footprints until he'd left. People's bodies were possibly pleasing. He goes on in his boots. house. My goodness. Painting the reserve car park. That's quite a big one.
Good pen,
isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, it's
awesome. Also, Chubby Brown's on it, the best of the 30s. Second, third, early July. If he's offended, please stay away. When did you pay for it? When the Brits were there?
Yeah.
That's it, Eric's. Created in Venice and shown and talking about Prince Patrick's and getting from the Brits being there. Journal to. It's romance now, hopefully. Only roller skating with the circles. What does that mean? Roller skating with circles in brackets. Carrots and. So I'm trying to get people to join the heritage. That wasn't the one we went to, that was in the heritage.
No, Bishop's Court was it. him through the door. This Mrs. what she called Mrs. Guest told me we should expect a big, big gas bill this time. She said, you have the gas. You don't. Oh, it'll be a big bill.
See about a £200 electric bill.
Yes, we should get Mrs. Guest the gas bill. Don't you see when he's really busy, he's going to call you to
see
me. This is probably the worst kind of the year, isn't it?
Yes.
Which one would not be different, but in December, January, February, this year.
We had one, didn't we? Yeah, we have one in November.
We have a little one.
December.
Well, it's only 3 months of the quarter. It's still due for this month.
Due the end of this month.
Tuesday morning, I'm just going to have to see you. Do you understand?
Yeah. Go, go, go.
No, thank you. How would you like a pair of Senegal parrots? In a nesting box for 153. No what? Try. I think we can manage till tomorrow. I should have picked up some milk when I was down there tonight. Here.
You didn't mind it, did you, today?
No. I didn't. I forgot.
Who's pretty?
She looked around and decided we weren't going to take a short.
Well, perhaps she should like to come and play golf tomorrow.
I think she might, yes. Should have taken it. Mind you, I suppose you know the stitches. Don't have to come out the second day, so you don't. To go on healing.
Did you say 10 to 12 days?
Yeah, it was last Monday, wasn't it?
14 days. Will be Monday.
I think you'll be alright with him because he looks alright and it's not healed completely even. Well, I thought the doctor was having a woman quite this evening. They came down and walked up. Then after lunch, we just went out in the garden. We took them in the woods a bit first. And Bessie disappeared for that half an hour this morning. It's just we didn't actually walk around the lake. Maybe he's been stoned or something. She's just playing. She's quite content to stay at home. That's a bit of poor dog up there. Shut out on the back. Apparently she worked last night. They were short of staff and they asked her to come in.